Good morning. If you're listening to this, welcome back to the Psyche Behind the Physique. My name is Maddie Michelson. I am an IFBB Bikini Pro, and I'm the head coach at Team Empowered. Our motto is that we meet you at the crossroads of your physique and functional goals. I'm here today working, or not working, hanging out with Angela Gagliardo.
There
It's Gagliardo, okay, but
you
she's Italian. Angela and I have a really cool history. She was actually one of my athletes back before I even had my own coaching company. She just kind of followed me to Empowered, and now we're friends, and she's here visiting from California, and we just have some stuff that I think we could share with you guys about intuitively eating and kind of our journeys with tracking macros and eating intuitively and what brought us to those places, in hopes of helping you to see that there's pros and cons to both, and it's completely healthy and normal, to leverage intuitively eating and tracking macros in different seasons of your life, whether you're a lifestyle athlete or a competitor. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Angela. Angela, do you want to tell us kind of like what drew you into coaching to begin with? Because you're a former athlete.
Yeah, so I grew up swimming. I mean, I swam competitively since I was like 6 years old. Went to a D1 college, and then out of college, just kind of like when you're an athlete, like in college, you just, I mean, we exercise so much that like fitness or like eating is just, you just eat because you're starving because you just burned however many calories in your workout. So I knew how to eat well because I knew like what would fuel my body, but I didn't know like anything about portion or anything like that. Just ate to have energy for my day.
Yeah, I remember growing up like dancing ballet. Angela and I actually this morning just spent some time talking about our eating habits in middle school and high school. And it's funny saying this now because I have a career out of coaching. But growing up eating Carnation instant breakfast and cookies and tea and thinking that that was healthy and then Pop-Tarts for lunch. But we could, right? Because
Yeah, your metabolism was going. You were do so active
so active.
that like you could eat crappy food
Yeah.
and be totally fine.
Yeah.
Like thinking
Well,
that,
you're gonna break out either way, right? Hormones are going crazy. It doesn't
yeah,
matter if you have
you're no,
sugar.
not at all. Life is gonna continue to hit you
Yeah.
like as you're growing, so it
Yeah.
doesn't matter. But yeah, out of college, I was still like in that mindset of just kind of like just eating, like it was always like to fuel my body. It was never like, I've never had the thought of like restriction of like, oh, I can't have this, or like I knew that this was gonna be good for me, but it definitely kind of like took a turn of like, I mean, I started gaining weight, like just trying to figure out my life post-college as an athlete. Like, who am I? What do I like doing?
Yeah.
I did all the fitness classes, I love lifting, turned to like more lifting, but it was really like I came and needed coaching because I continued to gain weight when I was still working really hard. I was eating what I thought like fairly healthy, which it was. It wasn't anything bad. It was just definitely like that was before I ever tracked any macros or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, why am I still gaining weight when I'm doing all this work and this and that? Turns out now, like it was my hormones. So once we did all that testing, that like
Yeah.
everything was off. But that's when I searched for coaching because I was like, I'm frustrated. I need help because I obviously don't know enough. And I know that like a professional can help me.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a few very valuable points there. First and foremost, it's kind of a different situation into what brought me to tracking macros because mine was, I mean, I guess I started tracking for an unhealthy reason, which was weight loss. And that was really what fed my eating disorder. I mean, I wouldn't have known that I was eating 900 calories a day unless I was
Yeah.
tracking that. And that can certainly speak to the dark side of tracking macros. And I too had a hormonal component. I guess after my eating disorder, that really caused a lot of problems for me. And I think a lot of times when people are struggling either to put on muscle, not so much, I guess, putting on muscle, but definitely with weight loss, a lot of it typically is something a little bit deeper seated than just nutritional. But tracking macros for me was very, once I did it the right way with a coach, it was eye-opening because I started to see that, I was eating at the time for me so much protein trying to stay full on 900 calories. No wonder I wasn't going to the bathroom every single day. I was eating 10 to 15 grams of fat, right? Like I was eating salads and whole foods and nothing processed, but I wasn't getting enough stuff. And I think that even though yours wasn't probably to that extent and that extreme, you were doing a lot of exercise, you were training a lot, and probably realizing like, just as a female, it's very natural and intuitive to eat around 1500, 1600 calories a day. I mean, I think if you're not mindful or conscious of eating more, generally we're eating about three meals a day, maybe one snack. And if you're any like any other girl, your breakfast is probably rather small. It's probably rather low protein.
That was for sure for me.
Lunch is usually a salad. And then you're just kind of powering through until dinner. Dinner is probably your biggest meal. And then you're having like a dessert maybe before bed. Yeah,
Always a
always,
sweet
always
treat.
a dessert.
Always.
When Angela flew into Orlando, I had creamies ready for us every single night.
That was like my one request. I was like, okay, if I'm coming, can we have creamies every night? That's the only thing I need on this trip is a creamie.
Creamies are the best. But aside from macros being really eye-opening, I think this is something that I've learned as a coach throughout many, many years of coaching now, and also in my own personal experience. I truly believe that if I didn't have my own personal experience with resistance to tracking macros, I don't even know that I would know where to segue or when to segue with an athlete and start saying like, okay, why are we doing this anymore? Because you and I have now both talked about the value in tracking macros, right? For me, in many ways, it was to get healthy. For a lot of other women, it's also to reverse diet, eat more, put on muscle, lose fat, the things you always hear, recall. For me and for many other athletes that are on Team Empowered, it's also to prep for a show, to lose a significant amount of weight. Now, there also comes a time when macro tracking is not, should not be priority. I think that it can be helpful for a short period of time if you're learning to repair your relationship with food. Like for me, not seeing a cookie as equivalent in terms of an energy, just energy standpoint as a sweet potato with butter. For healing a relationship with food, reverse dieting, things like that. But I want you to talk about when you first started to maybe think that it was time to take a break from tracking macros.
I think like there was two times, like I know that after a little bit of tracking, I was like, am I becoming obsessed with tracking? And I remember us talking about that. And we weren't initially going to go into intuitive eating at that time because we were still like, I wanted to do a cut with you and go through all of that. But I was like, am I obsessed with tracking? Like, is it an unhealthy habit to track? And I was really worried about that going in just because of like hyperfixation. And like, would I think tracking was great. I thought it was so beneficial because you can look at a plate like, okay, how many sweet potatoes should I have? You can say like, oh, like let me have a couple. But I actually should have had more because like you said, like girls do undereat because that's just kind of like society for girls. Like it's not normal. You know, like white chicks, like that movie is like, actually like, oh, you'll have a salad. Actually, I'll have the ribs or the whatever, potatoes, smothered in onions, like girls eat. I'm not gonna miss a meal. Like, I love my food, but like the portion of your food, because girls, you just undereat so much. So learning that like you're supposed to be eating so much more food, that was a huge eye-opening, like going into macros. And then because of that, I was like, oh my God, am I gonna be like obsessed with tracking and it's gonna be an unhealthy habit and I'm gonna be like counting like every like small gram. Like if I'm supposed to have like 120 of carbs, and if I have 121, like, am I gonna like hyperfixate on that one over?
Well, I think it's important while you're on that journey, not only to have a coach that you feel comfortable sharing, like, I am worried about this. What do we do? But also to check in with yourself. Like, are you having those moments of anxiety, right? Like, when you go out to dinner with girlfriends and maybe you can't track that meal exactly accordingly to the calories that it really would be if you made it from home, are you now thinking about it after that meal and
Yeah.
feeling some type of way about it?
I know in the beginning I was, because I was still kind of trying to figure out, like, is this the proper portion? Is this? I know we had plenty of conversations because I was like, is this bad?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like learning with life too. Like, it's gonna happen. Like, you're gonna have, you can't bring your scale everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to be able to step away from the scale to eat your food and enjoy
Yeah.
your life.
Yeah.
So I, like, middle part of that, I was like hyperfixating, and then it was kind of like, no, I still know what I should be eating.
Right.
And then the more that I was like, I'd put the portion on my plate and then I would weigh it and I'd be like, oh, like, this is the perfect amount. That's kind of when I was like, well, we had just finished a cut and I was like, I kind of want to transition into my, like, intuitive eating, because I just got tired of weighing all my food.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like that added thing. And I had gotten so good at it that, like, I knew how many grams was each thing. Like,
Well, I think too, something that you had just brought up that I've even had to remind myself on my intuitive eating journey as well is like, first of all, we started leveraging untracked meals. Even
yes.
when
Oh,
we
yeah.
didn't have like not every meal needed to be tracked with macros. And the reason why I prioritize on our team untracked meals so heavily, you even heard me explaining the contrast between an untracked meal and a cheat meal with one of our athletes the other
Yeah,
day.
not the same thing.
No. But untracked meals, you know, whether that's a meal that you're having that is the exact same meal that you would cook every night for dinner at home, and you're just not weighing it out, not tracking it, or whether it's like, you know, a special event with a loved one or a mom or a dad or a friend. And it's something that's maybe trickier for you to track, and it just removes that pressure.
Oh yeah, we
I
didn't
think
jump straight into like, oh, okay,
for
you're like
sure.
intuitive eating now, go for it.
But
Like,
I
no.
think that even those moments, if you have the flexibility with your coach, when you're tracking macros to have those in your program,
Yeah.
it may mean having your macros a little bit lowered throughout the week. To accommodate for like, you know, a more voluminous, higher calorie, more palatable dinner, whatever. I know there's a lot of resistance and like, oh, but it's safer to just track
It was
everything.
stressful because I had been tracking. Like, yes, I wanted to get out of tracking because I wanted to just be a little bit more, like, not free, because I didn't
Sure.
think that, like, tracking macros was restrictive at all. But it was just like the convenience of not, and like knowing and trusting in myself that, like, I know, because of all the work that we've done together, like, I know generally, like, what I should be having and how much I should be having, because we work so hard on getting those macros for so long.
Well, that's what we started, you know, talking about was affirming those thoughts for yourself of wait a second. And that's what an untracked versus cheat meal is all about. It is like built on the foundation of the affirmation for yourself that you know how to eat, like you care about your well-being, and your well-being is all encompassing. It is physical, right? I
Yeah.
want to feel good tomorrow. I want this to fuel my workout tomorrow, but it's also emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I want to nourish my heart and soul with this meal and these people that I'm having it with. So, it is important, like we just talked about. And I just want to emphasize that for girls that are out there that maybe are feeling a little bit burnt out, but maybe don't necessarily, it's not the right time for them to fully segue away from it, is to discuss, like, first of all, check in with yourself. Are you affirming or even checking in when you are using a food scale? Like, put your food on your plate and then weigh it. And
Yeah.
you'll see, you actually know what 3 ounces of chicken looks like.
That's why I started doing that, because I was like, do I want to go into intuitive eating because I'm feeling like lazy and I don't want to do the scale anymore? Or is it because, like, I know what I'm doing and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going in it just like being lazy and like kind of being tired because we had just done a cut,
Right.
and like obviously then we just like started the maintenance phase, but I wanted to make sure, like, I'm doing this for the right reason. Just like I did that, like when we were going into the cut. Like, I was
Right.
like, am I doing this for the right reason? Or should I still be like in a learning process? Like,
Right.
what are we? Like, obviously checking in with you and then checking in more with myself, because it's me that's going through it. You're gonna help me no matter what I do,
Right.
but I'm gonna be the one doing it.
Right.
So
So
that's
checking in with yourself, affirming that you actually know how to eat, like you care about your well-being, your health, like you know what portions look like at this point. You know how much you should be eating, how
Yeah.
frequently you should be eating, because it's likely more than 3 meals a day.
Oh yeah.
And then also, if you can, having untracked meals programmed
Yeah.
into your macro tracking, especially as you're kind of bridging the connection
We
between the two.
yeah, because we did like one untracked meal and then it was slowly became two, and then it was like, okay, like I think like it's a slow transition. It's never like an initial. But I remember like we were still tracking. Like I'd have like one tracked meal, like two untracked, and then I had the option, you would give me the option to track my snacks or not.
Yep.
And that was so helpful because, again, like it's all the same meals, like you said, it's meals that you normally have, just don't put it on scale, just put it on the plate.
Yeah. Before we kind of get to that segue, I want to jump back just for a second, because what you talked about was when you started noticing it was time to eat intuitively, you were feeling burnt out and just like tired of tracking macros. I want to talk a little bit about my experience, although this audience may have already heard the story. But when I was segueing out of tracking macros recently, a lot of that was driven by my surgery, truthfully. You would have thought, and I would have thought personally, that I was going to kind of dig my nails in deeper to tracking and macros, knowing like in my head, the equation is not the same anymore. Like my expenditure is a lot less because I just had surgery. And so I was like, maybe I need to be eating less. But what I started noticing was like my hunger signals completely changed because of my downregulation of movement.
Yeah.
And I also was dating and moving. And so what I noticed was it was taking away truly from what at that time for me took precedent. What took precedent in my heart was no longer necessarily maintaining the same body fat percentage, because inevitably that was changing. I
Yeah.
was healing. I wasn't able to do a ton of cardio. Like the body fat was going to go up marginally. And what in my heart took precedent was girlfriends, relationships and friendships with girls, and then a relationship with a partner, a guy.
Yeah.
And I just started feeling like, like I said, it trumped the body composition. And so when I started having that resistance and that call to something else, it was kind of when, I began leveraging the same tools and tactics that we did for you, which is now kind of where we could segue into that. So starting out with just one untracked meal per day, I did the same thing. I started with breakfast. I think we did with you too,
Yeah.
maybe. Just because breakfast, I think for a lot of people, tends to be that same meal that you eat every single day.
Yeah.
From there, it became 2 meals a day. Probably like a breakfast and a lunch, right? Because your
Yeah.
lunches are also on rotation. Dinners are usually the things that we tend to change up the most. And then in time, as we got more comfortable, I think what we started doing with you, and correct me if I'm wrong, was on like Sunday, you would go into MyFitnessPal and plan out your whole day
Yeah.
for the week. And then for the remainder of the week, you would do kind of like we talked about, where it's like an untracked meal. You're eating all the meals that you planned in MyFitnessPal on Sunday, but you're just portioning them out with your eyes and your heart.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
So you knew that from a calorie standpoint, you were getting in the appropriate things.
Yes.
And then, eventually with that, it's like, okay, I don't really need this Sunday. I don't need this day to go into MyFitnessPal and put everything in. I know I eat 4 meals a day. I know that my lunches generally look like this. They've got some type of green. I can swap out the green. They've
Yeah.
got a lean protein. Could swap out the lean protein.
Yeah, 'cause you also like, I don't know, I cycle through like the same foods, so I'm not really like
Same.
super like, I don't know, out there with my food. Like, yeah, it's gonna be a carb, a protein, and a little bit of fat in there too,
Sure.
the makeup of every
But
meal.
the irony in this part of someone's journey is how freaking different is intuitively eating. I feel like my computer is gonna ding 100 times now because that was Jeff just texting me. How different is intuitively eating now, from intuitively eating? I'm gonna turn this on do not disturb or on sleep. How different is intuitively eating now from intuitively eating when we were in high school and college? Worlds freaking different.
Oh God, not in any way the same.
And this is the part that I'm like so excited to share with the listeners of the Psyche Behind the Physique, because I feel like you can't truly intuitively eat if you actually don't spend some time tracking macros first.
Oh yeah, not at all.
Like
Because you
tracking.
think that you know what you're doing, but like I said, I thought that this amount of sweet potatoes was how much I should be having, but then when we started tracking, I was like, actually no, like I should be having
Yeah,
this.
you're probably eating way more.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, and the funny thing too, this is going to be a quick segue away from, the difference in intuitively eating now versus then. Because there's a lot of things, like even fiber, right? Like I never gave a freaking rat's ass about fiber before. I probably was getting 10 grams on a good day.
Yeah.
And then once I started tracking macros, I mean, I can eat intuitively now and I know I'm getting 40 grams, like
Yeah.
easy. In the morning, I used to think that a balanced breakfast was a piece of toast with jam and a piece of toast with nut butter. And I was like, oh, I'm getting some protein from the nut butter. No, like you saw this morning, I had eggs with that, with feta cheese, and I had my toast, and I had one with cottage cheese with fat in it and one with jam. I also grew up in a family where, and this is when I noticed it was time for me to actually stop intuitively eating recently, was number one, I started noticing that my skin was getting really dry. My cycles were extremely irregular. I was having more digestive problems. Like I would go like a day or two and not use the bathroom. And I was like, what is going on? Like I'm eating healthy, or so I thought. And then I started tracking my macros and I realized I was getting in like 20 grams of fat. My protein was fine. My carbs were fine, but I was getting in like 20 grams of fat. And it actually, my protein was normal, like completely normal. My carbs were really high. I was like grossly underestimating when I tracked, but with my eyes, I was way overdoing it. So I was having a lot of carbs and very, very little fat. And I grew up in a family that just didn't eat fats. Like my mom never had olive oils. My mom never had like fatty meats. We never had butter or avocado. There was no source of fats ever in our house. So I just kind of, I guess, gravitated back towards that. And I was like, okay, I'm gaining weight. Like I didn't like the way that my physique looked. I was getting puffy, which explains because I was eating so many carbs, so little fat. Like the macros, the balance was off. And to be honest with you, I started realizing that like I would eat because of, my lifestyle and the way that things were changing and dating someone. I was eating like one or two meals a day. But when I would eat, I was so hungry that I would eat a lot. And I was eating out a lot too. And I don't look back at that time in my life, it was very recent, and think like, oh, shame on me. I needed it. But I realized, okay, I need to kind of dial things back in and I need to reverse diet myself, change my distribution of macros, and kind of just reset the, not the clock, just reset.
I had like the opposite when I got back into macros because I went through a breakup. Normally, when I go through like a breakup, I just eat everything in
I
sight.
do too.
I'm just
I'm
like,
an emotional eater.
yeah, that's how I used to be, but this time I wasn't. I like wasn't eating. And when we did our cut, like I lost a good amount of weight, and obviously it took time because we didn't just like,
Rip it off.
exactly. I lost like 10 pounds in 2 weeks, like very quickly, and I was like, that's not normal for me. I don't lo normally lose that much weight that fast, but then I was not eating. I was like maybe having a meal a day if like, and it wasn't like a big meal. It was just like I'm having, a couple of hundred calories like a day because I just didn't feel like eating. And I remember like looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, why am I so small? Like I didn't like it. It was not like a good, healthy weight loss in any way. I mean, losing that much weight that quickly is not good when I don't have that much weight to
To lose.
lose. I was like, that's not okay. So I went back to tracking because I knew that that was going to help me get out of my funk. But I mean, I did that for like not eating for like almost a month, which,
Yeah.
yeah, not
So
good.
there's a little reverse diet that you have to do out of that. Just like me, like when I realized I was at 20 grams of fat, I didn't just jump back up to my 55,
Oh God, no.
60.
Yeah, no. Because I also like I didn't have the hunger cues. Like I had lost all my hunger cues. Now I have, my hunger cues, and that's when I know I need to eat and everything like that. But I had to put those back into my body essentially because I was going from barely eating any food. I wasn't going to jump from like 500 calories to 2000 calories. I knew that that was going to be terrible and my body was going to freak out even more. So it was not a slow progression. I feel like I did it like a little bit faster just because I was like, I need to get out of this. And it was just like, like a progression of, okay, let me track this to make sure that I'm at least getting the protein that I need in my body. Because I was then going, I stopped working out. I was like kind of just doing like body weight stuff then. And then when I snapped out of my funk, I was like, I want to lift. Like, let me get back to my lifting. And I was like, if I'm gonna lift, I need protein and I need to get that into my body.
Yeah, the two definitely go hand in hand. As you're coming back into tracking macros, I really think it's difficult to eat like we should be eating if you're not strength training. Like when I first had surgery and I was recovering, and then I decided I wanted to get back into tracking my macros again, I was really struggling mentally to get in like that distribution of food. Carbs are a lot easier for me to personally just get in than
Oh
fats.
yeah, same.
So I was like, mentally, I was like, oh, like to eat like 40 grams of fat right now, this is really, really tough. Like I'm not even hungry for it because fats were keeping me more satiated. Once I actually started kicking ass in the gym again, I was like starving for it. In fact, I could probably handle a little bit more food even right now.
Yeah, that was, I think if I didn't work out as well, like getting out of my funk, I would have struggled and it would have taken me a lot longer. But I made sure to like, and I remembered like the macros that we did for my cut, and like that was kind of like the slow progression of coming out of the cut. I tried to do that coming out of my breakup funk and like back to tracking. But I didn't want to keep tracking. Like I just wanted it to be a helpful tool to get me out of it to make sure that I ate food and became healthy again and like gained my weight back. And I didn't even gain all like the weight that I had lost because I don't know.
Didn't need to.
I guess not. Sounds nice.
Don't try this at home, kids.
No, oh my God.
But I mean, I think now I'm still and kind of like I guess getting a little bit more buttoned up, tracking macros with the objective of potentially going back to the stage really soon. So for me, it's more so of like, okay, my fun is kind of over, I guess you could say. I mean, when I'm tracking this way, I honestly like it more. I'm eating more. But there's definitely a benefit to living in both seasons. I have experienced, like I said, multiple times in my life where it's just more suitable to eat intuitively. And I've also realized that, you can go through seasons where it's okay to go back even without the objective of maybe like gaining weight or losing weight, like just to kind of like check in with yourself. Macros can be a really, really helpful tool. Obviously, it saved my life. It helped me to get healthy and to repair my relationship with food. It taught someone like you, who I would consider a high-level athlete, like far more than you could ever imagine
Most
about
definitely.
what your body really needed in order to support your body and to support your hormones moving forward.
And like looking at the balance of like, not that I was like, okay, do I want this cookie or do I want this sweet potato? Like this has more. And for me, like looking at like that was the easiest part of tracking macros is because like I want to see the portion. Like I like to eat a good plate of food. And I'd rather get more for the same amount of calories. And learning all of that through tracking macros was so helpful. Like seeing, do I really want that one Oreo or do I want
Macros can really give you insight into quality of food.
100%. Because I'd rather have the more food than like the small little treat that like might taste better in your mind because it's sugary and sweet and delicious. But at that moment, I want to have more food. I
Right.
mean, I'll still go. Like, if I want that cookie, I'm gonna eat that cookie.
For sure.
Gonna eat
But
it.
like this is, the theme. You can't eat intuitively without tracking macros first. I mean, you can, but it may not
Not
be
the
right.
same though.
It
Yeah,
may
I
not
feel
be
like it
right.
wouldn't be the same.
I feel like when I am, looking at like a plate and whatnot, I look at the plate truly in terms of like macros. Not even macros. I don't think about numbers when I look at like our bowls from last night. But I look at like, okay, I have steak. That's a healthy fat and some protein. I've got some, queso fresca on here, and that's some fat. I've got my greens and my fiber from the black beans
Looking at like a
and
nourishment trend, like
right.
that's what I think of. Like when I look at my food, I'm like, what nourishment am I getting from this?
Right.
Like, yeah, you don't think of it in
And
macros.
when I was eating intuitively before, I never looked at it that way. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I'd look at it now because I tracked,
Yeah.
because I know what each thing is gonna give me.
Yeah.
And also just like knowing about like food and asking you those questions when you're my coach of like, okay, if I want to have a healthy fat on this, like what are some recommendations? Like what do I like? What do
Oh
I not
yeah.
like?
Yeah, that's the other thing. You learn about like so when you grow up and you think about fats, like all I thought honestly was butter. That was like the only fat I knew. And then like now I know like I can pull hundreds out of my butt. But anyways, guys, we are going to wrap it up. We've been chit-chatting for a while here. We hope that you enjoyed this episode on probably what I'm going to call You Can't Eat Intuitively Without Tracking Macros First. Angela, thank you so much
Thank you.
for joining us on this episode of The Psyche Behind the Physique. We hope you all are just loving this podcast. It has been such a pleasure making it for you guys each and every week. Be sure to subscribe to this channel and to make sure that you're staying up to date on all of our weekly podcast episodes. And we'll talk to you guys real soon.